coincidence. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News. The Biden administration defending issuing a proclamation for Transgender Day of Visibility on its usual date, March 31st, despite falling on Easter this year.
This year's event has also been marked by some controversy after President Biden commemorated Transgender Day of Visibility, which fell this year on Easter Sunday. Easter's date varies because it falls on the first Sunday on or after the spring equinox, but Transgender Day of Visibility has a fixed date. It's been held on March 31st every year since its inception in 2009. Biden issued a White House proclamation and also posted on X, quote, "Today on Transgender Day of Visibility, I have a simple message to all trans Americans. I see you, you are made in the image of God, and you're worthy of respect and dignity." Biden also marked Easter Sunday in a message extending warm wishes to Christians around the world.
That is Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House, where today the Bidens are hosting the annual Easter egg roll. A major update on the wild border riot caught on camera in Texas. An El Paso judge reportedly ordering the release of migrants who were arrested as part of the mob that stormed the border fence and pummeled National Guard members. And the judge is blaming the DA. Fox's Madeline Rivera breaks it down.
The El Paso Times reporting that a presiding magistrate judge accused the district attorney's office of not being ready to proceed with detention hearings for each defendant. On March 21st, a group of migrants tore down razor wire and rushed past Texas National Guards, knocking them to the ground as they ran to the border fencing. The judge reportedly saying all the rioting participation cases will be released on their own recognizance because the DA's office was, quote, not ready to go. It is unclear if the ruling applied only to the riot participation charge and not to the assault and criminal charges related to the border rush.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera. Another hearing for more defendants is expected today. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Florida's highest court could announce key decisions today about proposed amendments to the state's constitution, one of which is aimed at legalizing a drug for recreational use. Fox's Evan Brown reports from Broward County, Florida.
Florida's Supreme Court is set to reveal opinions today on proposed state constitutional amendments that would be put to voters on November's ballot. One such amendment would make marijuana products legal for non-medical use for people 21 and older should it pass the 60% threshold of voters. Florida voters approved a state constitutional amendment in 2016, legalizing medical marijuana. CBD products have been legal in the state since 2019. Marijuana remains illegal under federal statute. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
There are new accusations that Russia had something to do with the mysterious ailments that struck American diplomats. Fox's Jonathan Savage reports.
U.S. agencies decided last year it was very unlikely a foreign adversary was responsible for so-called Havana syndrome. First reported in Cuba's capital, American diplomats complained of migraines, nausea, memory lapses, and dizziness. Now, Russian-focused media group Insider is pointing the finger at Moscow. It says members of a Russian military intelligence sabotage unit could be placed at sites where Americans fell ill, and members of the group received awards for developing non-lethal acoustic weapons. Russia previously denied involvement. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A suspect has been arrested in Washington, D.C. for trying to set the Freedom Bell outside of Union Station on fire. Police confirmed the incident on social media, rejected previous rumors that the suspect tried to set themselves on fire. No injuries were reported. The Freedom Bell resembles the Liberty Bell that's in Philadelphia. It was a gift from the American Legion, and it has sat outside Union Station since 1981. It's owned by the National Park Service. I'm Gianna Gelosi. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.